This week in the Missouri Senate, we review beginning of the second half of the 2022 regular legislative session.
Senate Bill 665.
Monday afternoon and evening saw time spent on several measures, including Senate Bill 665. Sponsor, Senator Mike Bernskettor of Jefferson City, says his proposal seeks to modify the duration of unemployment benefits based upon the Missouri average unemployment rate.
Local businesses here are reporting that only one or two employees are showing up for work, and they only work a day or two, and then they go back on unemployment.
During discussion on the floor of the Missouri Senate, Senator Doug Beck of St. Louis says, on average, people need at least 12 weeks to start a new job.
I look at these things as a safety net, as a lifeline for somebody to possibly keep their house for their prescriptions or their food bills or stuff.
Senate Bill 665 has been set aside for future consideration.
Senate Bill number 798 be taken.
Senator Angela Walton Mosley of Florissant sponsors Senate Bill 798, legislation that would establish a restaurant meals program as part of the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program.
Households containing certain elderly, disabled, or homeless individuals shall have the option in accordance with federal law to redeem their SNAP benefits.
During discussion, Senator Bob Onder of Lake St. Louis says he wants to make changes to her proposal.
I think this is a great opportunity to discuss what I believe is the most important entitlement reform that we could institute, which is work requirements.
Senate Bill 798 has been laid over for future talks.
Senate Bill 758 with Senate Committee.
Wednesday afternoon turned into Thursday after Senator Lincoln Huff of Springfield brought up Senate Bill 758, which would modify various provisions relating to bidding procedures for certain public projects for facilities.
It's got a $7 million threshold in it that was a compromise position with some interested parties.
During discussion, an amendment was offered relating to vaccine mandates. Senator Beck says he believes lawmakers have to take certain entities into account with this idea.
We don't vote for them. They exist. Long-term nursing homes, hospitals possibly that take Medicaid.
Hadn't been easy. Senate's not supposed to be easy, and that's okay.
Our goals are always pretty tight.
Missouri Senate Majority Floor Leader Caleb Rodden of Columbia says there is still much to do over the remaining 7 weeks of session.
But we're going to do our very best to continue to push forward and find consensus wherever we can and do some good stuff as we move forward in May.
Missouri Senate Minority Floor Leader John Rizzo of Kansas City says he wonders if the current dynamic will continue.
It's going to be interesting to see how it funnels this year. Every session has its own theme or feel to it.
The 2022 regular legislative session will end on May 13th.
I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Monday.
Session will resume on Monday.
P.M.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov.
Vote aye.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.